pumping that podcast wattage in your cottage, it's Think Digital. Get ready to take the red pill, think different about scaling your business, and free your mind. And now, coming to you live and direct from the moon, Iowa, the greatest city in the universe, here's your guy, Justin Wise.
There is no spoon.
Pumping that podcast wattage into your cottage, ladies and gentlemen, it's Think Digital. Justin here with you. I am the captain on this good ship. Welcome aboard. Today's topic is quit watching failure porn. Quit watching failure porn. Show notes, as always, will be available at thinkdigital.co/podcast. Now, why that title? So, pornography, huge industry, but pornography is basically a knockoff of the real thing. Okay? So, people get stuck in that rut for lots of different reasons. We're not going to go into that here today. But pornography, like I said, is just a cheap knockoff of a real human being, flesh and blood relationship. And what I see happening, what I'm calling failure porn, is this glorification of failure and making failure the thing instead of actually what failure points us to, which is learning and getting better. So we actually make a big deal out of failure and we glorify failure when in fact failure should be pointing us to something. Failure, failing just to fail is pointless. Failing to learn, fruitful. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And hey, if you are building a business, failure, you know, is a part of building a business, period. You will not escape it. You cannot outspend it. You cannot avoid failure. You will need to deal with the fact that you will fail. But like I was saying in the intro, there's this glorification around failure as if it's something to seek out and relish and court. It isn't. I hate failing. Let me just put that out there. I hate failing. Given the choice between failing and not failing, I will choose to not fail. I court failure. I seek out failure like I seek out food poisoning. Like, I don't know if you've ever got food poisoning. It's one of the most miserable experiences you can go through as a human being. It makes you forever and always want to swear off eating ever again. So if I get food poisoning, which I have a couple times, once I got really bad food poisoning off a Reuben sandwich, let me just say it was a long time before I could ever look at corned beef the same way. But if I get food poisoning, I want to know how I got it to avoid ever feeling that way again. So for this show, let's put aside this syrupy, nonsensical idea that failure is good. Failure is not good. It's bad. Okay? We do not want to fail. You do not want to court failure. Now, having said that, we can and we should learn from failure. So there's this 80-20 rule. I talk about it a lot on this podcast. We talk a lot about it. A lot of my mentors follow this, but there's this 80-20 principle with failure, which basically says 20% of your activities will provide 80% of your results. Now, on the surface, that might not seem like a statement about failure, but it very much is. So I'll say it again and then flip it around. 20% of your activities define and provide 80% of your results. So flip that around for a minute and look at it a different way. 80% of what you do will provide 20% of your results. In other words, 80% of your time is going to be spent doing things that provide little to no results. In some circles, that's called failure. And this holds true. We find this holds true with ads. We find this holds true with offers. We find this holds true with just businesses in general. So I'm going to give you a quick rundown of how I have personally failed since starting our agency. We have moved 5 times since it started. And you may not think on the surface, well, that doesn't seem like a failure. Well, we've moved because we've been in various financial positions. And so sometimes you move into a place and the bottom drops out of your business, and guess what? You can't afford the place anymore. So that used to happen a lot more once I was getting started. We haven't had to move for quite some time now, but we moved a bunch. We've put out nearly 24 different offers before finding one that truly, honestly, legitimately worked. Think about that, 24 different offers. And I'll talk to entrepreneurs sometimes, business owners, and they'll say, well, we tried this and oh, it didn't work. And what they mean is they threw out an offer to the marketplace. The offer didn't hit, the market didn't bite. And so instead of trying something new, trying something different, putting a different spin on it, they just stop. That's when failure wins. Okay, I counted it up on our ads campaign dashboard, on our ads manager right now. There's over 50 ad campaigns that were what I would consider to be total, complete failures. 3 people have separately threatened to sue me since I started this business. Now, none of them did because they were wrong. And if you're listening to this, you know who you are. You were wrong. That's why you didn't sue. And probably one of the biggest failures was on the day that I actually launched my first online course. Now, thankfully, it ended up being a huge win for us. But on the day it launched, I've not told this story publicly, but on the day it launched, the automation we were using to deliver the materials totally broke. And at the time, I thought it would be a good idea to put my personal cell phone number in the course material. Like, hey, if you ever run into an issue, give me a call. Well, guess what? People called. A lot of people called, and most of the people who called me weren't calling to say, hey, Justin, I think you're just very handsome and super awesome. No, they were calling me because they were mad that they couldn't access their information. And I was so overwhelmed, and this is true, I was so overwhelmed that I totally just broke down and wept. I totally cried because there was just so many, everything was going wrong. And so I failed. And if you were to say to me, hey, would you like to have those experiences again? I would say, no, I wouldn't. But I learned from those experiences. And that really is the purpose of failure, is to always learn something about failure. Failure does not exist for the sake of failure. Failure exists to point us in a different direction. And so the purpose of failure is really threefold. And we're going to talk about these in order. The purpose of failure is to protect, inform, or transform. Protect, inform, or transform. And I'm going to talk about each one of these real briefly. So if you fail, it's likely failure's there to protect you. This is when something did not work and pushing farther will harm you. So our bodies are great examples of this, right? So we've evolved to, our bodies have evolved to the point where their main objective in life is to keep us alive. Our bodies are amazing. Our brains, our hearts, our organs, they're just these amazing units that when they combine forms like this failure prevention mechanism. So think of it like a hot stove. Okay, perfect example. When you put your hand on a hot stove, your body says, hey, you're failing. You're failing at keeping your hand from being incinerated. So stop it. Because if you keep your hand on the hot stove, you're not going to have a hand. So your brain tells your hand, hey, get your hand off the stove. Another way of thinking about this is an injury in sports. So let's say you're a sprinter and you run without warming up. Let's say you pull your hamstring. If you keep running on a pulled hamstring, any sprinter, any runner will tell you it just makes things 10 times worse. So your body is saying, hey, you failed at warming up. You failed at stretching your body in the way that it was, that it needed to be stretched. And so pushing further in that instance will do harm, in some cases, irreparable harm. This may set you off a little bit, I don't know, but Jim Carrey, who I just have really grown to love and respect, he says it this way. He talks about depression. And depression is not failure. Depression is a feeling. We fail if we encounter a depression or anxiety when we don't listen to it and do something different.
You're listening to Think Digital with Justin Wise. The next step down the rabbit hole is to sign up for the No Spoon newsletter, a free weekly email designed to increase your productivity, grow your influence, and free your mind. Take the red pill and head on over to thereisnospoon.co to sign up.
So Jim Carrey talks about depression and how he was depressed early in his career, and now he had all the money, all the fame, and got super depressed even after he had all that stuff. And he talks about how depression, another word for depression, is your body saying, I need deep rest. Depression, depress, deep rest. It's the body's way of saying something isn't right. Something isn't working. And if you keep pushing, you're going to do further harm. So let's look at it from a business perspective. Okay. Crystal Pepsi, huge failure. Snapchat glasses, huge failure. Complete and total colossal failures. Yugos, where if you hit a Yugo car too hard, it would explode. Total failure. These are not to be worshipped. Can you imagine if Pepsi said, hey, Crystal Pepsi totally bombed, but let's pour 100% of our marketing budget into Crystal Pepsi to make it work? No. It would have made them broke. Pushing further would have harmed them. Protection failures are to be avoided at all costs. This type of failure, if you keep pushing, will leave you broke, disillusioned, frustrated. And in business, this most commonly occurs when you ignore the signals from the marketplace. I'll give you an example. I tried this mentoring program a while back where we would mentor people through their digital marketing and blah, 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 blah. And I was just in love with this idea, but it totally bombed. We pushed it out. It totally tanked. Literally no one signed up. And that was a failure. That was a protection failure. That was failure's way of protecting us from keeping a bad offer in the market. So we let it die. And I learned this the hard way because I didn't always do that. You know, early when we were first getting started, I would fall in love with an idea, fall in love with a program or, you know, something that I wanted to push out, and would just keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And much like a sprinter who keeps running on a, you know, torn hamstring, we were actually doing ourselves, I was doing the business a disservice and was actually damaging the business. So I've learned to say, hey, this doesn't feel good. This doesn't feel right. This is painful. Where is this pain coming from? And the pain is there to protect. So the first failure, the first purpose of failure is to protect. The next purpose of failure is to inform. Inform. So this is where like something sort of worked out, but not as well as it could have worked out. Think of this like a torpedo, like you do. A torpedo, or so I'm told, doesn't actually go in a straight line. It actually course corrects almost the entire time. So if you're launching a torpedo from point A and you want to hit point B, it never goes in an exact straight line. It will just kind of launch and then course correct. So it'll move 5 degrees to the left here. It'll move 10 degrees to the right there, all the way to its target. So it's never actually going in a straight line, but it's always doing this kind of zigzag. If you could trace the path of a torpedo, you would see it's always zigzagging. It's always recalibrating. Over and over and over and over and over and over and over again till it hits its target. And I see this most commonly in ads, you know, where something will work, but not as well as it could have worked. So I'll give you an example. Sometimes we'll have ads that we would consider red, which totally bomb. Those are more of what I was talking about earlier, the protection failures, right? So we know right out the gate, these ads totally bombed. But then we'll have ads that are yellow. And yellow, I would consider those to be inform failures. So yellows are saying, hey, this is sort of working, but this is not working as well as it could work. And so maybe what we'll do is we'll look at it and we'll say, hey, let's switch around the image. You know, these headlines seem to be doing the job, but I think maybe with a different image or two, we could really crush with this ad. Or maybe like the headlines are super solid, or rather the image is solid. Let's play around with the headlines and see if we can get a spike in conversions. An example, I remember this one ad set we had back in the day, and all it was a picture of me. It was a picture of me. And we had one image that was black and white. We had one image that was color, and they did okay. And I thought, man, there's something to this, because we saw enough in those first batches of images that I wanted to try something different. So we pushed out the same image with a green overlay. So it wasn't black and white. It wasn't full color. It was just green. And it totally crushed. And so the ad was trying to tell us something. Okay, this is the ad whisperer here. The ad was trying to say, hey, this sort of worked. This was sort of a failure, was sort of a win, but let's try something different. And so it's there. The purpose of failure is there to inform. It's there to protect you. It's there to inform you. And then last but not least, failure is there to transform you. Transform you. And this one is the biggest one. This is the one that keeps me up at night. And I'll tell you why. Because transformative failures come from when something worked and then it stopped working. Okay, so something worked and then it stopped working. Examples of this would include Blockbuster, Kodak, any big box retail. I know as I record this here in Des Moines, there was a big department store chain that went out of business. And it's because those businesses failed to transform. They failed to look at, hey, these things aren't working as well as they used to. Let's transform and do something different. This is when you see businesses trying to squeeze blood from a turnip. And honestly, what I'll see a lot of times is we'll see this commonly in businesses who simply don't want to move to digital, where they're dragging and kicking and screaming into digital, where they'll say direct mail still works. Well, sure it does. It just doesn't work as well. It's becoming more and more expensive. Where they'll bury their heads in the sand, much like an ostrich. You know, we had an opportunity come up a couple years ago where, you know, a business wanted to partner with us and we flat out said, hey, you guys are doing a few things that are really great and awesome, but you're doing a few things that, from our perspective, need some transformation. They're a little old school to be working in the here and now. And long story short, the partnership never got off the ground because the business, you know, didn't want to do and make those transformations. Well, fast forward a couple years, and that same business reached out again. Only now they're in a 10 times worse shape than they were when we first started talking. Now, I'm not suggesting that had they seen the light and done what we were asking them to do, things would be different. I am saying, though, that their inability to transform based on what failure was telling them has made a significant impact on the negative, a negative impact, rather, in their business. There's a great book by the legend Jay Abraham called The CEO Who Sees Around Corners. And he talks a lot about this concept. He doesn't call it transformation failure, but he does speak to this concept, and it deals with this, you know, much more in depth and much better than I can do here. But, you know, honestly, I see a lot of businesses doing this with their Facebook ad strategy, where they'll have a hit or two, maybe more, but then they forgot they have to keep innovating. They have to keep pushing. They have to keep refreshing their creative. They have to keep trying new things in the marketplace, sending new messages to the marketplace. They forget and they coast on the heels of that one, maybe two successes, and they don't innovate. They don't push. And so failure comes slowly but surely. And before long, they get strangled out of success because they didn't listen to the transformation failure that was trying to say, it's time to push. It's time to innovate. And this purpose of failure to transform, this one scares me the most, like I was saying earlier, because it's a silent killer. You don't see it coming until it's too late. And so the antidote is to always be looking, always be paying attention, always be asking, what was working? What has worked? Is it still working as well as it was? And if not, what can we do different? So those are the purposes of failure. And if you're paying attention, failure can be a tremendous teacher. Failure can be a tremendous tool, but failure does not exist just so you can fail. So the purpose of failure, again, is threefold: to protect, inform, and transform. All right. That's going to do it for this episode, folks. I want you to tell me one thing that you learned today, one thing you're going to do different. Hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Justin Wise, and let me know. You can sign up for exclusive digital marketing content designed to help you build your audience and influence their action. We've got a free gift for you to do so over at thinkdigital.co/gift. That's G-I-F-T. We'll be back next week with another new episode of Think Digital. In the meantime, have fun, stay safe, and we'll see you online. Bye-bye, everybody.
This is the PodcastFactory.com.